1. The biology of a market bubble. The feeling of a bubble. My interest in the biological side of the financial markets dates back to the 1990s. I was then working on Wall Street, trading derivatives for Goldman Sachs, then Merrill Lynch, and finally running a desk for Deutsche Bank. This was a fascinating time to trade the markets because New York, and indeed America as a whole, was caught up in the dot-com bubble. And what a bubble that was. The markets had not seen anything quite like it since the great bull market of the 1920s. In 1991, the NASDAQ, the electronic stock exchange where many new tech ventures are listed, traded below 600 and had meandered around that level for a few years. It then began a gradual yet persistent bull run, reaching a level of 2,000 in 1998. The NASDAQ's rise was checked for a year or so by the Asian financial crisis, which reined it back about 500 points, but then the market recovered and took to the skies. In little more than a year and a half, the NASDAQ shot up from 1,500 to a peak just over 5,000 for a total return in excess of 300%. The rally was almost unprecedented in its speed and magnitude. It was completely unprecedented in the paucity of hard financial data supporting the dot-com and high-tech ventures powering the bull run. In fact, so large was the gap between stock prices and the underlying fundamentals that many legendary investors, betting unsuccessfully against the trend, retired from Wall Street in disgust. Julian Robertson, for instance, founder of the hedge fund Tiger Capital, threw in the towel, saying in effect that the market may have gone crazy, but he